From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
It's what dreams are made of. It's the annual Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show. AM 1710 correspondent Jim Holly gives us an advanced look at this legendary CoSight event in an interview with Chad Hooker.
Hello, CoSighters. This is Jim Holly, bringing you an interview with somebody making a difference on the CoSight. This is April, and that means Dream Machines, one of the most popular events on the CoSight, drawing people from all over the country. Today's guest is the person who's going to make it happen this year, local businessman Chad Hooker. He's going to tell us about Dream Machines, its history, and more importantly, the surprises we'll see in this year's event. Hello, Chad. Welcome to Radio 1710.
Thank you, Jim.
Could you give us a little history of Dream Machines? When did it start? How has it changed over the years? And who benefits from the proceeds of the show?
Jim, Dream Machines was started in 1990. The beneficiary of the Dream Machines event is the CoSight Adult Day Health Center here in Half Moon Bay. The event was started as a fundraiser for the Adult Day Health Center, and the principal driving force behind it was local businessman Bob Sens, who owned and operated Ocean Shore Hardware at the time. Bob's energy made this event move forward in the early years, and he continues to be involved to this day.
I understand that this year there's going to be some real changes. Can you tell us what's new and what's different?
Well, Jim, the most significant change this year is that we've taken the event to 2 days. We find that we've gotten all the spectators and all of the cars we can possibly park onto that field in the last 10 years when we have a Sunday-only event. We've gone to 2 days in an effort to broaden the reach and let people actually get into the event a little more easily, and we're hoping that it brings even more benefit to the CoSight Adult Day Health Center. Effort on Saturday is to draw people to the event for the Demolition Derby, which will be sponsored by an outfit out of Ukiah that's been doing this for more than 30 years. They promise a pretty exciting afternoon event there with cars smashing into cars, so that should be a great deal of fun.
Will there be local people participating in that with local cars?
That is certainly our hope. We're expecting between 15 and 20 out-of-town cars, and there's a great deal of hope that locals who have expressed interest in this are in process of outfitting their cars right now. There are some specifications for how the cars need to be built. We've had word of a great deal of local interest in this, so we're hoping to see some local businesses and local individuals out there crashing into each other as well.
Now, I heard you've got some other special things. There's possibly some military equipment, even a flying motorcycle. Can you tell us any more about some of these other events?
Well, I can tell you a little bit. The flying motorcycle's not something I know a great deal about. It's called the gyrocycle, and it must be something to see. I'm not going to ride it, but someone will. Regarding military, we will have a Nike missile on the field this year. In addition to that, there is an A-20 bomber. We've got a B-26 bomber coming, a PV-2 bomber, and there will be a C-47 cargo plane. These big planes seem to draw a great deal of interest from people. From a 5 or 6 year old kid to somebody who fought in World War II, you see people climb through these aircraft and look them over, and you can just see the light in their eyes that they can imagine themselves somehow in that position doing what those tough guys did. There will also be a number of P-51s there.
Well, it sounds like you've really got an extensive aviation display this year. And also, can people actually get on these planes and touch them? And at least some of them, I suppose. Is that possible?
Yes. The larger planes are frequently open for people to take, let's say, tours through them. The smaller planes, needless to say, are not. Plane owners tend to want people to stand back from them. But we do have photo opportunities there, and you can see an awful lot about an airplane by getting up pretty close to it. We've got very carefully orchestrated crowd control at the airfield end because we have a lot of moving aircraft up there as well. People can certainly get close to these planes and quite close to the other display equipment at the show, including the military equipment. We'll have some tanks and then vintage cars and new cars and everything in between. There'll be some really spectacular equipment there again this year.
Sounds exciting. I've been to Dream Machines a few years in the past, and I notice there's a lot of people making it happen. There's people parking cars. There's people providing information. There's people guiding. Are these people all paid? It must be very expensive.
Well, it is an expensive event to put on, but it's not because we pay people. We have up to 200 volunteers that make this event happen. Without our volunteers, this could never have gone forward, either in the past or at this time. We get a great deal of donated service as well. This comes from the Half Moon Bay Fire Protection District, the San Mateo County Sheriff's, the CHP, AMR Ambulance Company. We have a lot of volunteer and donated services, and that's what makes the event functional, because as you can appreciate, there are a lot of things that don't get donated. There are a lot of things that we spend a lot of money doing. We promote the event quite widely, and that costs some money as well. Similar to this show, we do get quite a bit of PSA, public service announcement, donation as well.
I notice also at the event, there's a lot of people that are selling food and drink, and these folks seem to be nonprofits from the our community. Now, do these nonprofits benefit from Dream Machines as well, and do they contribute back to the Coastside Adult Day Health Center?
Well, they do. I'd answer yes to both those questions. The majority of the profit that each of those food booth vendors earn for the weekend does go back to the Adult Day Health Center, but I think it helps them fuel their own coffers as well. And those are volunteers running those booths. That's where the majority of food will come from this year as well. Our primary sponsor this year is Sam's Chowder House, and they will have their chowder mobile there as well. We also have vendor booths, and those vendors that sell mostly auto show and air show related paraphernalia, paying vendors, they rent their booth spaces.
Given all the displays, all the people involved, all the services coming in from outside the community, it seems like an amazingly complex event to put on.
It is very complex. We have a steering committee for the Dream Machines that is between 20 and 30 people at every meeting. We meet monthly, almost year-round, and put this event together. It takes quite a bit of effort, and without strength of the volunteer community here, it simply would not happen.
Given the complexity of this thing, you've probably got behind-the-scenes stories about how this has come together, some of the hitches that have popped up, some of the probably miracles that happened. Could you give us a few stories about what it's been like putting this program together all these years?
Well, in the early years, it was difficult to tell how many people we would draw and how the weather would be. And a great deal of it was just figuring it out from the ground up. And once again, it was Bob Sens who did the homework and scheduled the people and got them out there. I remember one of the very first years of the event, it might have been the second or third year, we were parking display vehicles quite early in the morning. It was probably 6:30 in the morning, and we had just a couple dozen rigs on the field already. We were at the south end of the old Half Moon Bay drag strip, and a guy pulled in with a 49 Willys with a massive supercharged engine in it, backed that thing down off the trailer, and there was somebody gesturing at his parking space, but that Willys was pointed straight down the old drag strip, and every single person standing there wanted that guy to just light it off and just watch it go. Of course, that couldn't happen, but he even had his parachute ready. He smiled, but he backed into the space and shut it down. Some years later, we had to have a tractor pull there, and the equipment that showed up for that was quite remarkable. There are guys who apparently have some money and a great deal of time on their hands, and they build these remarkable tractors. One of the ones I remember had four Ford V8s in it, hooked up through a series of transmissions and transfer cases. This thing was probably in the range of 5,000 horsepower, and it was really something to watch that thing try to tear itself apart as it dragged that sled down the field. So we've had some pretty interesting various events over the years. I don't think we've had anything truly exciting in terms of, we've definitely had no mishaps or catastrophes there, and it's largely due to the strength of our volunteer pool that we've been able to keep really good control.
Well, Chad, I'm excited about the show, and I'm sure some of our listeners are. Could you give us some dates and some tickets costs and where it's located and what time to get there and just general information, how to access Dream Machines?
The Dream Machines event happens at the Half Moon Bay Airport, just north of El Granada on Highway 1. This year it will be Saturday, April 28th and Sunday, April 29th. It is officially open from 10 to 4, but a great many people arrive there between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. That's an excellent time to head there if you're a local, because you'll avoid some of the traffic on Highway 1. The admission is $20 for adults. A two-day pass is $30. And it's $10 for seniors and children 11 to 17. A two-day pass for that group is $15. The cost of admission does include parking, and we park there on the airfield. There will be food. There will be live music. It's definitely an exciting full-day event. There's a lot of venue to cover and a lot of stuff to see. I hope people show up, and we have a beautiful weekend out there.
Our thanks to AM 1710 correspondent Jim Holly for his interview with Chad Hooker, member of the Pacific Coast Dream Machines Organizing Committee. When the Neighborhood News Report continues, big personnel changes at Half Moon Bay High School.
Hello, Coastsiders, and hi, Brad. Hey, have you heard about Half Moon Bay Soma Arts?
Well, a little. Maybe you can tell me more.
Sure. Well, we all know the Coastside is a haven for artists and art patrons alike, but many of us have not yet discovered the south end of Main Street, or Soma Arts. But the southern end of Main Street has quietly become a thriving artist community, bursting with galleries, studios, music, and art schools. We invite AM 1710 listeners to join us for a spring art stroll on Sunday, May 6th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's just in time to find the perfect, thoughtful gift for Mother's Day. 12 galleries will be opening their doors, showcasing beautiful photographs, original paintings, textile art, handmade art, and more. Look for our blue and white Soma Arts banners and pick up a map at any of the galleries to guide you along your stroll. That's Sunday, May 6th, from 2 to 5 p.m., South Main Street in Half Moon Bay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Alan Alifano, mayor of Half Moon Bay. One of the benefits of living here is a sense of community we have. It's the same feeling of community you get when listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
Get ready for an awe-inspiring world of wonder at the spectacular Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, April 28th and 29th at the Half Moon Bay Airport. You got it right. Double your pleasure. The show is expanding to 2 days this year. Marvel at more than 2,000 magnificent machines, the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, antique engines and tractors. Check out world-class hot rods, muscle cars, lowriders and customs, along with fabulous touring, luxury and sports cars, and a special display of alternative green machines. It all takes place Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport on Highway 1. The Pacific Coast Dream Machines, the coolest show on earth.
Half Moon Bay High School is taking a double hit with the loss of its principal and athletic director. Principal Mary Streshley has announced that she is taking a job as Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services at Campbell Union High School District. District Schools Superintendent Rob Gaskell said the high school is losing an exceptional young leader. Streshley will stay through the summer to assist the new principal. He played on the gridiron as a student in the 90s, and a few years later, after graduation, was hired as a teacher. A couple of years later, was asked to become the varsity football coach. Matt Ballard, truly a local boy making good, was named the 49ers High School Coach of the Week for the second time after his Cougars clinched the Peninsula Athletic League Ocean Division title in 2011. Ballard is now moving on, having accepted a job at Redondo Union High School in Redondo Beach, Southern California. He is slated soon to meet with the Redondo football team. The school's former coach was fired after a 5-6 season, thereby creating an opening. 27 candidates have applied for the position of Cabrillo Unified School District Superintendent. Current Superintendent Rob Gaskell is retiring. The district will conduct interviews May 5th with hopes of hiring a new superintendent by June. And in still one more education-related story, a victory for local parents as the school board announces classes in kindergarten through third grade will remain at 24 students per teacher for the next school year. In a cost-saving move, the board had discussed increasing class sizes to 27 students per teacher. Parents and students rallied community support in order to nix the idea, and the board backed down, taking the idea off the table. In keeping with State Law AB-123, Half Moon Bay City Council members have signed the city's first-ever City Council Code for Responsible Practices. The state law requires at least 2 hours of ethics training every 2 years. Topics covered included fair process, personal financial gain, personal advantages and perks, as well as open government. The city's elected officials will now be required to sign the code upon taking office. And on the subject of ethics and moral responsibility, former Half Moon Bay Police Officer A.J. Johnson has been charged with felony embezzlement for allegedly stealing more than $5,000 from the bank account belonging to the Police Officers Union. Prosecutors claim Johnson began using the union's debit card over 2 years to make personal purchases. He claimed needing the money because of going through a costly divorce. The case is now set for jury trial on May 7th. And now, a look at this week's Community Bulletin Board.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside.
The annual Dream Machines event, scheduled for April 28th and 29th, will create heavy traffic flows on the Coastside. To help locals get to and from Dream Machines, SamTrans has scheduled extra buses on their number 17 line. Avoid the hassle of driving and parking by taking the bus. For a look at where the number 17 line stops in our area, go to samtrans.com and look for bus line number 17 on the Coastside. The Coastside Land Trust Gallery reminds AM 1710 listeners to view their midwinter art show now through April 29th. The show hosts original artwork by 20 artists. The gallery is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, call 726-5056. That's 726-5056 for the Coastside Land Trust Gallery Midwinter Art Show. April 22nd is Earth Day and will be celebrated locally by Coastsiders donating time to clean up our local beaches. On Saturday, April 21st, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the California State Parks and the Sequoia Audubon Society will join local residents in a cleanup at Half Moon Bay State Beach. For information, contact Ranger Nell Lyons at nlyons@parks.ca.gov. That is nlyons@parks.ca.gov. And remember, any day is a good day to help our environment and help keep our beaches clean of litter. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
And that's it for this edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto Care, 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. The clock is ticking. Now through May 6th, when you buy a set of Continental tires, you'll receive a Nook Simple Touch. Just buy any four Continental tires, and the Nook Simple Touch is our gift to you. Download and read your favorite books with the Nook Simple Touch. Got questions? Call us at 726-5153 or visit us online at philstirepros.com. See you soon. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week's AM 1710 Time Machine stop is 1998. It's the year of presidential scandal and embarrassment, as Bill Clinton denies he had sexual relations with the former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, but later admits it. The Soviet Union banking system suffers a meltdown when the ruble loses 70% of its value against the U.S. dollar in 6 months, and several of the largest Russian banks collapse. Speaking of finances, what was the cost of living in 1998? Inflation was just 1.5%. A postage stamp was 32 cents. A pound of bacon costs $2.53. A pound of hamburger meat, $1.40. And a dozen eggs will only cost 88 cents. Driving to the store will cost you $1.15 a gallon for gasoline. In technology, Microsoft releases Windows 98, while the Department of Justice brings antitrust charges against Microsoft. The search engine Google is founded, and e-commerce takes off as more and more companies decide to create a presence on the internet with their own websites. In 1998, popular culture, top films included Saving Private Ryan, Armageddon, Dr. Dolittle, and The Mask of Zorro. Top TV shows were, and still is, Law and Order, Frasier, The X-Files, Friends, JAG, Star Trek Voyager, and Seventh Heaven. Two of the top-selling records of 1998 in just a moment. And in local history from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, smokers are staying away, fumes bartenders. The new law bans smoking in bars and restaurants, and many local establishments are blaming the anti-smoking law for slower business. One coastside business, however, has seen an increase in traffic with the addition of the world's only double-decker smoking bus. Cameron's Pub has made national headlines with an in-run around the smoking law by allowing patrons to enjoy their smokes on the English double-decker bus. Also in 1989, Dr. Goldthorpe calls it a career. Dr. George Goldthorpe has spent 37 years in local practice and founded the Coastside's first hospital in Moss Beach in 1974. He plans on spending his retirement with his wife, traveling, and enjoying his grandchildren. The Shorebird in Princeton, once one of the state's most successful restaurants, is closing its doors. The Cape Cod-style restaurant has seen its heyday already, and the owners plan on closing up soon. The year 1998 started off fine, but something happened that changed everything, in a moment, for our family at least. My brother was diagnosed with cancer, and the world as we knew it stopped. We watched him undergo a brutal round of chemo, lose his hair, grow thinner each day, and suffer horrible side effects. He never complained and told the doctors to do what they had to do. That was 14 years ago, and since then, many of you have had my brother do work on your homes or inspect it for termites. Or maybe you visited the western town he built on his ranch. He says the experience changed him forever. He doesn't get stressed and lives life to the fullest. One of the nice aftermaths of his illness is that he jumped in with both feet for the Relay for Life that came to the coast 5 years ago. This year, the event will be held on August 11th. It's an incredible 24-hour event with teams continuously walking while music plays, food is served, and booths offer up fun things to do. It's a family event, and many businesses in town have a team. Events leading up to the big day help raise money before the actual relay. The first event is a ladies' tea on May 12th at Mariners Church. You can call 726-5959 to RSVP. The tea is free, and all donations go to Relay for Life. Another fun event is on June 11th, Cars for Cancer at my brother's ranch. Vehicles are $20, bikes $15. Call to register at 726-7756. Last year, the Coast raised over $70,000, and we hope to surpass that this year. We've all been touched by cancer in some way, and getting involved lets us honor survivors, remember those we've lost, and cheer on those still battling. It was a song dedicated to all her friends she lost to AIDS. She said they would be together again in heaven. The record went gold and stayed on the charts a whopping 34 weeks, topping out at number one. Here's Janet Jackson and Together Again. Known for her songs of inspiration, this artist joined forces with another popular singer to record this platinum-selling number one top 40 hit. Here's Celine Dion, along with R. Kelly, and I'm Your Angel.
Some climbing faith, oh yeah. No rim is too wide.
Until next week, and another year of memories on the AM 1710 Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the Dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
More for Less. That's the name of the gas station on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay. At first glance, that's just what it is, a gas station, just like hundreds up and down the coast. But that is where you would make a casual mistake if you thought like that. And by visiting and making your purchase to fill up your vehicle, it will become obvious that this petrol station is different. Different in a number of good ways. And let me list a few. Pump prices, as best as they can be in this economy. Tasty snacks, beyond the cellophane wrapped bits and pieces. Cold drinks that are actually cold, how novel. And hot coffee, it's premium, not powdered instant. More for Less is simply that. You will get a good value here at a lot less than what you'd spend elsewhere. And I would tout this even if More for Less was not a valued advertiser here on AM 1710. Visit their location. It's on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
More for Less, where less will get you more.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about our favorite subject, diet tips that really work. Whether you're looking to lose 10 pounds or have a lot of weight to lose, a few creative weight loss tips can make it easier to help you stick with it. I came across an article on WebMD that I want to share with you. WebMD asked several nutrition and fitness experts to share their secrets of success. They came up with 7 diet tips that can help you get on the fast track to safe weight loss, no matter what kind of diet you're on. So, weight loss tip number 1. Count on more than willpower alone. It's easy to blame diet failures on a lack of willpower, but willpower isn't meant to be the only tool you use. Basing your weight loss efforts only on willpower can actually work against your diet goals. For instance, research shows that trying not to think about something, like that frosted chocolate brownie, can actually make you focus more intensely on it. When you're rested and relaxed, you can usually suppress these unwanted thoughts pretty easily. But when you're stressed or pressed for time, resisting these temptations is much harder. So rather than relying on willpower to get you through, develop an eating plan of what is good for you to eat instead of obsessing about what you shouldn't eat. I think it all boils down to know what you can eat, have it, and enjoy it. Okay, weight loss tip number 2. Set yourself up for success. Here are 2 ways you can set yourself up to succeed. First of all, clean out your kitchen cupboards and eliminate any foods that don't support your weight loss goals. It'll be much easier to resist temptation if unhealthy choices just aren't around. So if you absolutely love chocolate chip cookies, get them out of the house. And go to the grocery store and stock up on healthier choices. Keep some tasty foods on hand that you can grab when you're hungry. For example, if you're craving something sweet, keep some yogurt, low-calorie ice cream, or 100-calorie packs of cookies on hand. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
This is Jim Henderson, General Manager of AM 1710. I am very limited in giving out personal testimonials. Don't want people taking them for granted. But I feel compelled to share an experience I had in the office of Dr. Ray Shepherd. Perhaps, like you, I don't always do a good job at flossing and dental hygiene. As a result, I ended up in the chair of Donna, Dr. Shepherd's dental hygienist, and this was no regular cleaning, it was deep root cleaning. Sure, I was apprehensive. Who likes going to the dentist? Donna says in the radio ad, "You will have a pleasant experience, I guarantee it." Well, that sounds good on the radio, but here I am getting ready for what I thought would be a most uncomfortable experience. Well, I do have to tell you, the procedure was so gentle and so easy, I almost went to sleep in the chair. Really. I'm a believer, and I think you will be too. Give them a visit.
Dr. Shepherd and his wife Carol have a great team of dental professionals ready to serve you. Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Phone 726-3355. They will bring your smile to life.
Today we're talking about tips from experts that can help you with your weight loss. So weight loss tip number 3, set up a social network. Studies show that social support is very helpful, especially for women. You can help yourself by finding at least one person who believes in you and that believes in your ability to succeed at your weight loss goals. You might be able to line up a friend to walk with you or watch your kids so you can go work out. If you want to be social and in good shape, make a date with a friend for twice weekly workouts or go for a daily walk with your friend. You know, if exercise includes social time, you're more likely to look forward to it and putting on your sneakers. Weight loss tip number 4, set realistic goals. Appraise your life and then make some strategic changes that you can realistically achieve. And don't be afraid to start small, especially with weight loss goals. You know, if you've been inactive for months or years, don't immediately plan to work out every day. It's not going to happen. Make a more realistic goal, such as exercising to music occasionally, or getting up and exercising during the commercials of your favorite TV show. My next weight loss tip is watch your portions. If you're like most people, a serving is the portion size you're used to seeing on the plate. Clearly, bigger portions have more calories, and calories are what it all comes down to when it comes to losing weight. I'm really shocked when I go to many of the restaurants and see the portions that are served. Huge platters of pasta, an entire plate of meat and potatoes, you get the picture. So visualize these portion sizes. A deck of cards is a 3-ounce serving of meat. A baseball is a cup of pasta, cereal, or vegetables. A computer mouse is half a cup of rice or fruit. The next weight loss tip from experts is to picture your future self. Have you thought about where your weight loss plan is taking you? Picture yourself the way you want to be in 2 months or 6 months or a year from now, how you look and how you feel. Or find a good picture of yourself when you were thinner. As a reminder of how good you could look, try posting this picture on the refrigerator. It could be really motivating. And my last weight loss tip is, be ready to do some work. We tend to be creatures of habit. You know, if for the past 2 years you've come home from work, grabbed a soda, crashed on the couch with takeout, you're strongly conditioned to do it again and again. So change is not impossible, but it does take work. Try changing just one thing, such as where you eat. You could try setting the table and prepare your plate with good portion sizes. Before you know it, you'll form new habits. Well, listeners, I hope these tips are helpful. Good luck with your efforts towards losing weight and having better health. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
Hi, Little Miss Sunshine here for Sunrise Painting. Have you noticed how everything looks so much better after a fresh coat of paint? And Sunrise Painting are just the folks to help you get that job done. Sunrise Painting can handle the toughest residential or commercial job, interior or exterior. And remember, painting is not just for looks. A good paint job offers protection from the ravages of coastside weather that takes a toll on your home. So keep that rainbow of protection over your biggest investment, your home. Sunrise Painting offers waterproofing, color consultation, cabinet refinishing. They can do it all. No surprises, free estimates. Call Sunrise Painting at 726-9500. Such an easy number to remember. 726-9500 or visit them online at sunrisepaintinginc.com. That's sunrisepaintinginc.com. Sunrise Painting. We color your world.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Classifieds also announces neighbor-to-neighbor services, as you heard in the lead-in. And what I want to alert you to under that banner is a service of a type to the hidden community here in Half Moon Bay, and that is the silent homeless population of our city and its surroundings. Oh, yes. If you didn't know, then you know now that we do have many a struggling homeless person nearby, sad as that sounds. But on this segment, I have good news of how you can help, rather than just tossing a coin in a cup. You can use your cup to attend with at a Mad Hatter's Tea Party at the Oddfellows Hall at 526 Main Street, sponsored by Coastside Hope. They're a caring group dedicated to helping our homeless neighbors. How noble. Truly helpful and necessary, unfortunately, in today's economy. It won't be till Saturday, May 5 at 1 p.m., but I wanted to get you early so you'd mark your calendar for that date to help others. May 5. And here's the contact for more information. Write it down. It's an email. You ready? Carolyn Waring at gmail.com. Carolyn Waring, W-A-R-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Bring your favorite teacup. Tea to warm your heart, as you know you will be helping others with a warm hand up, not a hand out. Coastside Hope, they thank you. And once again, their contact is carolynwaring@gmail.com. Food for thought. Just in case you are not aware, there are wire cages you can use around your new flowers to plant and get rid of those gophers and moles and voles. Yes, you knew that, didn't you? Wire cages. Tiring as it may be, but 89, no, not 90, not 88, but 89 beats of a couple of eggs will give you a very, very fluffy and light omelette. My wrist can attest to that. I have a secret. For photographing landings and takeoffs at Dream Machines at the end of the month, the best place is the frontage road on the west side of the airport. Wait till mid-afternoon when the sun will be behind you, and it's free. But whisper this info to only those who are aviation wingnuts. I have to go now, but for a chuckle this week, I was told that a teacher at Cunha's asked, "Simon, if I had 8 apples in my right hand and 10 apples in my left hand, what do I have?" "Oh, of course, huge hands, sir." I did it again, I know. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
My name is Marty. I live in El Granada, and I love coming to Calvary Chapel. I've known Calvary Chapel for years, very grounded in the Word, and I just adore Chuck Smith and his surfing background.
First name is Richard. My thoughts on Calvary Chapel, they teach a good theology that's understandable to all, based solely on the Bible. The people here, they're all walks of life. Some know more about the Bible than others, but everyone wants to learn, and this is why we enjoy fellowship together.
Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Prisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
We love Calvary Chapel!
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to another edition of Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts, and your host for today's show. I know we don't like to think of our sweet kitties doing anything gross. They're sophisticated, regal, and were considered gods in ancient Egypt. In spite of all that, cats throw up. Sometimes a lot. Sometimes so much, you're sure it must have come out of a 50-pound dog. Gross, gross, gross. There are many reasons cats throw up. Lots of cats get hairballs. There are several things you can do for hairballs. Fish oil can help with shedding. Brushing your cat regularly, if they'll let you, will probably be the best defense against hairballs. There are several products you can feed your kitty that will prevent hairballs from forming. The most well-known is Petromol. This works well. They have treats and edible gel formulas. However, it is a petrolatum-based product. If you're looking to avoid that, Nature's Vet makes a nice hairball aid with natural ingredients. Your choice also depends on what your kitty is willing to eat. Finding a solution to dealing with hairballs makes everyone happy. It looks very uncomfortable for the kitty throwing up a hairball. As for the owners, sometimes you're cleaning up something that looks like it came out of an alien. Cats with kidney problems can tend to throw up as well. It's not so dramatic as a hairball, but still it's no fun. More importantly, it's a sign your kitty isn't feeling well. Keeping your kitty hydrated with moist food and subcutaneous fluids will help. You can also give Pepcid AC. Pepcid can make a huge difference. You can give Pepcid in pill form or give it as a shot. You can get the liquid and needles from your vet. You may be thinking, no way am I giving my cat a shot. I'll give him a pill. If you've ever tried giving a cat a pill, you know it's usually not very easy. A shot with a small needle is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Most cats don't even notice you're doing it. Our kitty at Kibbles, Katie, gets Pepcid shots every other day. She doesn't even bat an eyelash. But try to pill her? It ain't pretty. Another reason your kitty might be throwing up is inflammatory bowel disease. This can be a bit of a catch-all term. Vets aren't always sure what causes it or how to treat it. IBD can be a symptom of undiagnosed cancer. But that's a whole other topic. IBD can show up as diarrhea or vomiting or both. In some cats, IBD is caused by a food allergy. I had a cat, Poo Poo Kitty, who was diagnosed with IBD. When I took grains out of her diet, her symptoms went away. This doesn't work for all cats, but it's certainly worth a try. Hilton Herbs has a product called Kitty Comfort. It is a blend of herbs that help digestion. Before we were giving Katie Pepcid, we gave her Kitty Comfort, and it worked really well. It definitely curbed the throwing up. Lastly, you have the mystery vomit. You may have a cat that throws up once a month or so. I wouldn't worry too much about that. Of course, the fact that your kitty isn't sick does not cut down on the ick factor. My last piece of advice, if you have a throw-uppy kitty, is to invest in a compact rug shampooer. Bissell makes a good one. It can save the life of your carpets. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol, wishing you and your kitties good digestive health.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Get ready for an awe-inspiring world of wonder at the spectacular Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, April 28th and 29th at the Half Moon Bay Airport. You got it right. Double your pleasure. The show is expanding to 2 days this year. Marvel at more than 2,000 magnificent machines, the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, antique engines and tractors. Check out world-class hot rods, muscle cars, low riders and customs, along with fabulous touring, luxury and sports cars, and a special display of alternative green machines. It all takes place Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport on Highway 1. The Pacific Coast Dream Machines, the coolest show on earth.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
Hello, Coastsiders. And hi, Brad. Hey, have you heard about Half Moon Bay Soma Arts?
Well, a little. Maybe you can tell me more.
Sure. Well, we all know the Coastside is a haven for artists and art patrons alike, but many of us have not yet discovered the south end of Main Street, or SoMa Arts. But the southern end of Main Street has quietly become a thriving artist community, bursting with galleries, studios, music, and art schools. We invite AM 1710 listeners to join us for a spring art stroll on Sunday, May 6th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's just in time to find the perfect, thoughtful gift for Mother's Day. 12 galleries will be opening their doors, showcasing beautiful photographs, original paintings, textile art, handmade art, and more. Look for our blue and white SoMa Arts banners and pick up a map at any of the galleries to guide you along your stroll. That's Sunday, May 6th from 2 to 5 p.m., South Main Street in Half Moon Bay. Thank you.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
As you know, listeners, I am always seeking good music for your good listening here on Carousel. And this presentation introduces you to Barbara Anderson, a local singer, songwriter, that I'd like you to take the time to give a good listen to. I received her album entitled Believe recently, and I offer three tracks to you for your adjudication. Kicking off with a poignant message of today's happenings, Human Being is the title, and her lyrics remind me of my recent dealing with my bank, where they request me to no longer bother them with human contact at the teller window. Listen up to her words. Her bridge number is Tunisia, and I chose that because her rhythms brought back happy memories of my winter soiree in the Sahara Desert back in the 70s. I dare not start telling you about that trip. It'll take up all the airtime allotted to me, but suffice it to say, this tune will give you a teaser. And we pick up the beat with Barbara laying down, Where We Goin'. It's a troubadour's lament in one way, a la current affairs, and yet she suggests another direction one can take for the relief of such agitation. And besides, who's really worried when this composition is engineered by the one and only Garth Weber, weaving his magic in his Red Rooster studio over in Berkeley, California. He shares the guitar expertise on this album with Ed D, a regular here on AM 1710 out of Pescadero. You'll hear Ed's vocals in here as well. And local musicians are who I promote here on Coastside Carousel, as does our sponsor, Cameron Palmer, of Cameron's Restaurant Palmer Inn, for which we are very grateful here on AM 1710, your listening post on the coast. Owner Cameron Palmer, a regular here on our station, tells me that you, the listener, that he has open doors for all those tuned in to AM 1710 at his English pub just south of town on the west side of Highway 1. When you see the red double-decker buses, you'll know that you have found a cheerful highway stop with good food, beverages, and from a pint to a generous pour of fine wines and spirits. Oh, and along with camping now, you can bring your tent or even an RV. And even in-house cozy accommodation under the quirky title of Bed and a Brew. There is so much more to say about this Half Moon Bay icon, too much for me to tell you in this time segment, so check their website at www.cameronsinn.com. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now, I invite you to step up to the mic, Barbara. Come on. Listeners, meet Barbara Anderson.
I used to stop at the window, and there was a human being. Today I went there, and there was only a machine. Where is the man who
who stood there? Is he sleeping on the street? How does he feed his kids now? Is this progress or defeat? I want the touch of a human. The loss isn't worth the gain. As people starve from lack of work, our world is not the same. We have the gift of looking into each other's eyes. The beauty of the spirit is still right here inside. As today becomes tomorrow, there's gonna be a change. The order that is here now is going to rearrange. What was once on bottom can suddenly be on top, and human hands can reach inside to unwind the clock. I spoke of this with my computer. It said it didn't care. It said love does not compute as data. I'm the future. Are you scared?
See me. except outside of your mind. Carpet ride, stealing me away. I'm high flying. I'm high flying. I'm high flying. I'm high.
I am so pleased that I was able to play my find here on AM 1710. For more of Miss Anderson's work and her gig schedule, go to her website, and it's a simple title. It is www.barbaraandersonmusic.com. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your family restaurant. Owner and Chef Pablo invites you to sample their hearty breakfasts, tasty lunches, and delicious family-style dinners. Tasty lunches and delicious family-style dinners. Oh, and we almost forgot the desserts. There are no adjectives to describe how wonderful they are. You really need to see their giant cakes display. You haven't seen anything like this. For a look at their menu, go to www.neighborhoodradio.info and click on the Joe's Restaurant sign. Joe's Italian Style Restaurant. Always a great dining and dessert experience.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
Hi, Jim Dunbar here with a confession. Every time I come to Half Moon Bay, I find myself addicted to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710. How about you?
Spring is here, even in Half Moon Bay. Oh, what a treat. I invite you to treat yourself to excellent bargains at the Senior Coastsiders Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay, just a half a block back from Highway 1. I have to tell you that I can't say it any better than their logo, the thrift store where new things get a second life. And you know, I personally can confirm that because I too shop at this emporium of value. I've gotten Christmas gifts, kitchen utensils, designer name dress shirts, which of course were cleaned and pressed, even books on my interest, aviation. Come by Sunday after brunch, noon to 4. Monday, Thursday to Saturday, 10 to 4, and they're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. And remember that donations, which they operate on solely, are gladly accepted up to 1 hour before closing. Keep in mind, the thrift store of Half Moon Bay.